Your horse training questions answered. Welcome to the Carson James Podcast, your weekly boost of horsemanship. No jargon, no fluff, and no BS. Just natural, proven solutions that work. And now, here's Carson James.
All right, for this one, just going to tell about a quick thing that happened at the last clinic we were at. So during the lunch break, all the horses left the arena, and this one guy's horse started getting kind of antsy like they will when other horses leave, you know, and this guy was gonna see if he could kind of get the horse to hold back and learn to wait and, you know, kind of come back to him mentally and physically. But horse was pretty antsy about it, you know, and after about 10 seconds, it was just getting more and more escalated. So I was walking out of the arena too, and I said, hey, the best thing you can do right now is turn, let him follow me. And I said, where is his stall at? And we rode him all the way, and this guy rode the horse all the way back to the stall, and we talked about this on the way as he was following me. But the instant that guy let that horse start to go, he could get loose on the reins, and the horse dropped its head and was able to walk, and, you know, everything was fine again. So what we had talked about was there are times to where a horse gets too separated and too far gone or too lost to where at that time, you don't really stand a chance of helping him. So the best thing you can do is just let him go right back to his stall or wherever he wanted to be. Now, once you get there, you might work him for a little bit and see if you can get him to kind of break away and leave that area on his own some. But it'd also be the same deal, you know, out on the trail, the other horses leave and you try to hold yours back. They can get so far gone and bothered about that where, you know, a lot of people get hurt trying to fix it all right there. Whereas if it's that bad, the best thing you can do is just let your horse hook onto the other horses in front of them and, you know, enjoy the ride. But you would take a mental note of that, and then you would just know, okay, well, I need to work on getting him to get better at staying with me, you know, being right underneath me. I probably need to do some magnet work, get him where he doesn't have a draw to other horses, you know, things like that. And then maybe if all that was in place, right, the magnets were way better, the horse got better at focusing and paying attention and things like that. Okay, well then maybe let's say we met back a week later and did another clinic or what have you, and then all those other horses started to leave. Maybe that guy's same horse might get a little bit movie around, but nowhere near the amount that it did in the scenario I'm talking about that happened last weekend. Okay, well, in that case, if it wasn't that bad, the guy might stand a chance. You know, he could start to redirect him. He could bend him around to stop him, something like that. And then maybe that horse could come back and start to relax and just be okay kind of being alone in the arena. So remember, there are times to where it doesn't fit. And you know, the more you try to make them stay, the more far gone they're going to get, because the further away all them other horses are getting. So, you know, where you fix that is when it fits a little better. So, like, an example would be, well, we already mentioned one. He would kind of let the horse get to closer to the stall or the trailer or the other horses or whatever, where the horse was a little more normal actin, right? Then he might start to put it to work and, you know, do the whole magnet exercise thing until that horse kind of started to want to leave that area. And then he could spend not a real long time, you know, between 30 minutes to an hour probably, working that magnet deal and keep on easing off when the horse pointed back towards the arena. And pretty quick, he'd have that horse balanced to where that horse would just as soon be in the arena as it would be at the stall or at the trailer or at the gate or, you know, around any other horses. So kind of keep that in mind. You know, if something shows up in your horse and it does, and the situation is not fitting. So for example, if you're on a really narrow trail with a cliff on each side of you, you know, that would not be the place to try to get that horse to hang back if he wasn't able to already do that on his own. That would be the place to where you'd let him hook right onto the horse in front of him so he could just be completely normal and have his, you know, have his wits about him, so to speak, and things like that. So the kind of the moral of the, and we talked about that after lunch during this clinic too, and the moral of the whole deal here ended up basically coming out to ride where you can, not where you can't. Ride where you can and try to just get them better and better and more sure and more sure, and then gradually start to let them dip their toe in to those areas that they couldn't be. And then if they get a little lost, you can let them get a little closer back towards the trailer or whatever, put them back to work and let them tip back out there away from it. And you can kind of work that. And then before long, where you couldn't ride ends up being where you can ride. So ride where you can, not where you can't. If the situation is not fitting, then don't try to make, you know, don't try to cram in a puzzle piece if you know it's, if you know you're going to have to take a sledgehammer to get it to go in there anyway. That's kind of a good way to think of it. All right, hope you guys enjoyed it, and we will see you next time.
You've been listening to the Carson James Podcast. Real, simple horsemanship. Subscribe now to get new questions answered every week. If you enjoyed this week's podcast, drop us a review and share it with your horsey friends.